lo yigmar. You can't finish it. The Rashi also lahanichim by joim. It's also to put this beam or to put this stone on top of this grace before Shabbos. Tachas koydon kedei ligmar mashtechshach. Kedei that the juice should be coming out on Shabbos. That's also also. Because it's a gzera, you can't have enough from this juice on Shabbos until you go metchila and squeeze it out on Shabbos. So that's what the kiv is gzera. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's mutter. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yishmael, that since you put the beam on top of this grace before Shabbos, so any juice that comes out throughout the Shabbos, there's no gzera at all. You're allowed to drink that juice metchila. But more of Rabbi Lezer, why Rabbi Lezer says, no, Mishnah goes like another man, the Yom. Rabbi Lezer Omar Rabbi Eliezer. This goes like the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. So Trashi, Rabbi Lezer Omer, who Rabbi Lezer ben Pados, there be Yamura. So Rabbi Lezer ben Pados, he was the Yamura. So the Yamura is saying another terror to our Mishnah goes like. It goes like Rabbi Eliezer, he, so Trashi, who Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. That's Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua, that's Tam Rabbi Lezer, Shem Mishnah Breisa. That's the Tana that's brought down in the Mishnayos and in the Breisas, that's Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. So Rabbi Lezer ben Pados, the Amor, is saying that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua. What was his din? The Tznan we learned. Chalos Tavash. That's like the beehives, that inside you have the honey, and the honey isn't like a chala, it's like in wax, like a chala, and inside the wax is the honey. So you have this wax full of honey. Sheriskan the Bera Shabbos. Sheriskan, you start to squeeze it before Shabbos. V'yotzu meyatzmon, and then on Shabbos the honey keeps on dripping out of these wax, is also. Tanakam holds it's also to use on Shabbos. But even though it's coming out by itself, there's a gzeir, if you'll have enough from it, maybe Metchil you'll come to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Rebbe Loza matir. Rebbe Loza is matir. That's a Tana. So our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Loza, that since you started to have it squeezed out before Shabbos, what comes out by itself on Shabbos is mutter. Trashi chalas devash, shakiveris roide, that from the beehives, it comes out from the beehives. Vasuyin kimin chalas shoshava, it's like pieces of wax. Vahadvash petoichin, and the honey is inside the wax. Sheriskon koitzeson, you like squashed it before Shabbos. And now the honey comes out throughout the Shabbos. The Tanakam holds Asurin, Lyoisan Shabbos Bachila. On that Shabbos is also to have a no from it. Vashenken Rebbe Lezer holds a smuta. So our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Lezer, but comes out by itself is smuta to have a no from. So there's a machlekes Amoraim, who does our Mishnah go like? Okay. The first man, the Yama, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Chanina said our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yishmael. And Rebbe Lezer says our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Eliezer. For the more, what's the machlekes Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Chanina, and Rebbe Lezer? For the more, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Chanina, my time will Yomek Rebbe Lezer. Why does he say our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Yishmael? Why doesn't the Yosef say our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Lezer? Omaloch. So Rebbe Yosef says there's no sushtel. Omaloch. Hossam. The reason why Rebbe Lezer is maskim by Dvash. Hossam hu dimikara oichel. At the beginning it's an oichel. Ulib saif oichel. At the end it's an oichel. Therefore there's no issa schit at all midiraisa. Zadrashi. Tvash, Zadrashi, li'acha shezav min achalis, the honey. After it comes out of the chalis, out of the beehives, out of the wax, nami uchlehu. His honey is also called an oichel. Hilkach, lekele migzol bay, there should be no gzera that it shouldn't have anor from this honey. What should be the gzera? Shemi yitzchoit, mishatechshach. Maybe you go yourself and squeeze out this wax to get the honey out. Because even if you do it on Shabbos, there wouldn't be an Issa D'Raisa. As the Issa D'Raisa of Schita is a told of Dash, Mepharik, you're taking out one thing from another thing. So usually you have like grapes. Grapes is a Leuchel. If you squeeze it out, what comes out is a Mashka. That's called Schita. You're creating one thing from another thing. Hashem can hear honey when it's in the beehive, in the wax, it's called an oichel. After you squeeze it out, it's also called an oichel. So there wouldn't be an issa schita. So that's why Rebbe Lezer is maskim. You're allowed to eat, enjoy this honey that comes out on Shabbos. Hashem can, in our case, our Mishnah is talking about, where you're putting the beam on top of grapes, or you're putting the beam on top of olives, there, metchila, it's an oichel. What comes out is either wine or olive oil, which is a mashke. There a shaykh and it's a schita d'iraisa. So then maybe we are going to, you can't have anor from it on Shabbos. Because if we'll let you have anor from this grape juice that's coming out, we'll have a gzerum, maybe metchili you go to squeeze out the grapes on Shabbos. And that'll be an issa d'iraisa. So the Gemara, he's by the honey, there's no issa di raisa schita, before and afterwards sanaychum. Hocha, when he's squeezing out grapes or olives, mi kara oichel. Metchila, the grape and the olive is an oichel. Vahashta mashka, what comes out now is a mashka. And that's an issa di raisa to make the schita on Shabbos. So maybe there's a gzera that even though you put the beam on before Shabbos and it's coming out by itself now on Shabbos, you can't have a no, because maybe you come to do the malach on Shabbos. So Drashi Hocha Zaysam Yanovan the Masnisin to Mikora Uchla, beginning its Meichum. Fahash the Mashka comes out now the juice. It's called the Mashka, is equal to Migzer. Maybe there are blessings, maybe we should make a gzera. Shema Yischa Mishatechshach. If you can enjoy this yayin, maybe you come with chil to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Dovad is chiti, that's an issa deraisa. So mele our mission is not mucha, there's enough to go according to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is only maskim by chalas devash, where there's no schit at all midiraisa. But in the case of olives, the grace where there is chiti midiraisa, maybe he's not maskim. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel says, claw, even by grapes, also, it's even by Beiser, which is by grapes, it's also mutter. Yeah. So more of Rabbi Leza, what's Shang Rabbi Leza? Who Rabbi Yossi tiny good tiny? How could Rabbi Leza bring your Raya, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Leza? He's only talking about Chalas Devash. So the more of Rabbi Leza, Omaloch, it's like a true. From this Mishnah we brought down from Rabbi Elazar, it talks about honey, there's no raya. Because on honey, there's no issa di raisa schitam. But there's a raisa that Rabbi Elazar said with fairish, even by zeisam yanovim, also it's muta. When Rav Yoshia came from Nadoi, also he came, v'yaisi masnisa v'yodi. He brought with him a raisa. He learned this raisa. What does the Brisa say? Zaytsim v'yanovim shariskim yere Shabbos. If you had olives or you had grapes, that you squashed them before Shabbos. V'yotsu me'atzmon. And throughout the whole Shabbos, it was still dripping. The yain was coming out. Is asurin. Tanakam holds us also to have a no from this juice that comes out. Because it's exerim, maybe you'll come at chila to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon Matirin. They both matter. So you see, even by grapes, which are sayach and isha schitim, and your right son, still Rabbi Elezer's maskim. Since you made the rislik before Shabbos, now when the juice comes out on Shabbos, it's mutter, because there's no gzera. Because even if you squeeze it now on Shabbos, gufo, there's no issa di raisa on this, since it was already risked before Shabbos. So good, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Elezer. So if you more of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, that he answered, our Mishnah can go like Rabbi Elezer, because according to Rabbi Elezer, there's no raya. I am the Braiser, Rabbi Elezer says, Mefarish, even by Zaysim Yanovim, have the Gemara Braiser, Shmile. Because Rabbi Yosef Bechanina didn't learn this Braiser, he only knew the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Rabbi Elezer, is only Mater honey. Honey is no raya to our Mishnah. Honey is mutter, because there's no Wisseschiton. And our Mishnah, by Zaysim Yanovim, when there's Nisseschiton, with the Raisim, maybe he's not masking what Zav Meilu. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. That says, Beferish, by Boiser, by grapes. If you start to squeeze it before Shabbos, the juice that comes out on Shabbos is mutter tabanofrim. Shrashi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Hach Braisa Diktoni, the Polig Rabbi Loza, after Zaysim Ban Uvanovim, that Rabbi Loza's Mechuluk, even by Zaysim Vanovim, Lehevi Shmuel, he didn't learn that Braisa. Omehi, the Chalos Dvash, he only knew Rabbi Loza's Shita in the Mishnah about honey. She Mishnah of a parakhovish nishbro, lehevi muslims muilamastisnes, no right to our Mishnah. Mishnah pirchid liel, like we said before. Because honey, since before it's a noichl, now it's a noichl, there's no way to schita midi raisa. So there's no right to our Mishnah, it's talking about schita midi raisa. So the more good of a Rebbe Loza, my time will yomuk Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Loza, the Amoro, why did he have to say our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Loza? Good, he found the Braisa that Rebbe Loza says even by Zaysu Venovin. But why didn't he say Poshla like Rebbe Yosef Rechnina? Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yishmael. It is referring to Mishnah later that Rebbe Yishmael says it's good. Omaloch, Dr. Rebbe Loza Tzirik, Omaloch, Lav Itmer Law, we learned on this Mishnah before, Omar Rava Bar Chanina, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Mechusarin Dicha to Kuliyamalai Pligi, that it's awesome. If it's Mechusar Dicha, means you have these grapes, so you have these olives, that before Shabbos, you started to squeeze it. but you didn't make a dicha, that's a bigger more squeezing. Everybody's masculine on Shabbos is also. So Drashi, the mechusarin dicha, that's like really squashing it, kuliyam le pligi di asiri, the tinoson hi goineris. That what you're doing now, that's being goineris. Since you didn't do a dicha before Shabbos, so when you put the beams on top of the grapes, this is the gemar dicha. The nimsa kol osu b'Shabbos. Considered the whole squeezing out is being finished on Shabbos. Keep ligi, where's the machlekes, the mechusarin schita. Because you made a dicha before Shabbos, you started to squeeze it. Now, schita is a bigger, like squashing and grinding it. That must you didn't do before Shabbos. It's missing schita. So Rashi schita, that's yoysa midicha. That's even more squashing than a dicha is. Loshin aydocha b'meducha. That you mamish squashed it in a grinder like. So that's the machlekes. Where you did dicha before Shabbos, but you didn't do so much like a schita. So, and that's the machlekes, that Rabbi Shmuel there is maskim. So the Gemara, Fahani Nami, but now Mishnah, Kimichusar and Dichadami. For now Mishnah, what was the case? You just took grapes that were squashed a little bit before Shabbos, and now you're putting the big beam on top of them before Shabbos. So there wasn't done too much of the grapes before Shabbos. So it blinds like it's Mechusar Dicha. It's squashed a little bit, but not enough. So according to this Bryce, they even Rabbi Shmuel holds it also. When does Rabbi Shmuel say it's mutter to have anor from the juice that comes out on Shabbos? Only if you made a dicha before Shabbos. Just as missing the last final grinding, the schika. But if you didn't even do a dicha before Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's also. So our Mishnah now is talking about you didn't make a dicha before Shabbos, so it's also according to everybody. That's why Rabbi Lezer says that our Mishnah, it's not mucha goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, but it has to go according to Rabbi Lezer of the Braisa. So the Gemara, Hoira Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yishmael. He passed like Rabbi Yishmael. That what? That where it's only Mechusa Schika, in such a case it's Mutter. He said, if you made a Dicha, you grounded up the grapes before Shabbos. And now, the grapes are still dripping and the juice is coming out on Shabbos, it's Mutter to have enough from the grapes. He's providing you made a Dicha before Shabbos. So the Gemara, Shemen Shabbatadin. This is the Shiloh of Muksa now. We have the oil left over in the oil vats, where they make the oil, in the bad, or in the presses, where they press the oil, you have the bad of oil still left over there. U'machtzolah shabadin, or else they use the mats that they cover the vats with. So l'chura, it's meyuchah to leave in the vats, to leave it in the bad, in the olive press. Now you want to use it on Shabbos, is that muksa or not? Is Rav us, the Rav says, yes, it's muksa. Since Menastam you didn't have das to use this keli before Shabbos, it was aimed to be left in the olive press to be used for the olive presses, and since on Shabbos you can't press the olives, so that's muksa. Or Shmuel Shari, Shmuel says no, it's muksa, there's no wisdom muksa on this. Strashi, Shemen Shobadadin. I did the Yara Beis Abad, since we're talking about the olive pressing, is Noket Le Shemen Hamishtaye Bezov Yisabad, about the leftover oil that's left in the corners of the Beis Abad. Tacha satinga, underneath the beam that presses the olives. Vu nitin labadadin, that's left there in the press. Vechein machtzolus the mats. Shel badadin shemachasin benesazesim, that they cover the olives with, these mats. Is rav osas trashil to tulei mishumuksa. On Shabbos now you decide to move these mats, or to use the bal of oil, it's muksa. Even though it's an oichel, it's roi to eat, but since you didn't have das, you didn't have achana before Shabbos to use it, it lives muksa. The Rav Sovak Reb Yehuda Pamuksa. Rav holds like Reb Yehuda Shita, we'll see later on in the Masechtam. Reb Yehuda is the one that says there's an Issa Muksa on Shabbos. Or Shmuel Sovak Reb Shimon, the Lesle Muksa. Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, that there's a klal, he holds ain Muksa. Exactly, certain Muksa is Avadi's Moide is also. But a Muksa like this, where it's Eichel, where it's called the Kli, it's only a sir, you didn't have any achana, you didn't prepare it before Shabbos to use it, there's no muksa, you're allowed to use it. But Yachamin of a Mishechshah, that's the Gemara said later on in Mishechshah. And we hold like this, like Shmuel, that it's mutter, that it's an oichel, it's something that's edible, even though you didn't have that to use it before Shabbos, still it's not muksa. Now, if Gemina is, if you have a grocery store, and you have all the food there, that's oimed the mouth of Chayra. So you left your store Friday, you went home. On Shabbos, you realize you don't have any fish. So you want to go into your store now on Shabbos, take out a jar of fish, providing you have an Erev, you have no Shalav Haitzor. It'll be mutter. Even though you didn't prepare the fish to eat before Shabbos was aimed to leave there for Sfeirah, but since it's an Oichel, it's food, and food be passed in the Zayn Muksa. Shmuel Shari. Weiter, Hani Karchi Dezuzi. If you have a double matz, is weiter Rav also, Rav says it's also to use, it's Muksa. Well, Shmuel Shari, no, it's a kli that's usable, even though you weren't making it before Shabbos, but there's no reason to answer it. It's not a kli shamlach to liyser, it's not oymit for iser, you're not using these mats to cover something, so you could use it on Shabbos. Trashi Karcha Dezuzi, the Zug Shamach Tzolis, two mats. Shemachasa ben es pamaktia. Usually use these mats to cover up your pamaktium. Hey, things you have to sell. You have a vegetable store, and now before Shabbos, you cover up the vegetables with these mats. So there's no muksa involved. It's just that you didn't prepare to use it for Shabbos. Shall, or else shall svina, on a svina. Yeah. So that's the shayla of this muksa, not the same shayla. Rav also, Rav holds this muksa, Shmuel Shomri, Shmuel holds this mutter. Omer Rav Nachman, Eiz lechelba. L'chur, this is a shayla on yontif. On Yontif, you're allowed to take a behemah and make a shechita on Yontif. Because the behemahs are not muksa on Yontif, because they're oymet for shechita. What about if you have a behemah and it's not oymet for shechita? It's oymet for some other purpose. So you don't have any das, like before Yontif, to make the shechita on Yontif. Then you change your mind, you want to shech this behemah on Yontif. It's a shayla of muksa or not. Like an eiz, you have this goat lechalba. It's oymet to give off milk. So before Yomtif, you have no das at all to make a shechita. You don't want to shecht it. You want to leave it to get off the milk. Or else, v'rochel gizosa. You have a rochel, behema. A rochel is what? It's a type of a sheep. Yeah. Gizosa is oymet to give off its wool. So you have no das to shecht it because you want it to live to get its wool. V'tarnagoylis lebeitzosa. You have chickens that lay eggs, hens that lay eggs. So you're not oymet to shecht it. The turid the ridja. Else you have a shore an ox that's oymet to make charisha with. The ridja means you work with him. Or else the tamri the iska. You have tomorrow, you have dates that set aside to do business with. You have a vegetable, you have a fruit store, and you have your dates set aside in your store that's oymet to do business with. Is Rav also? Rav holds now it's on Yom Tov or it's on Shabbos. Well, the dates negate the Shabbos, but the other behemoth, the Shabbos not negate. You can't make a shrit anyway in Shabbos. Negate the Yom Tov. Comes Yom Tov now, you decide now you want to shech this behemah to eat. Is it mutter or not? Rav holds no, it's also. Since before Yom Tov you had no das to shech this behemah, because it's oymet for the milk or for the wool, it's muksa. Shmuel hava mutter, Shmuel says no, it's mutter. Because ba'ochtem there's no issa muksa. So tomorrow, kumifla dina pluk to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's a famous machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We'll see later on in the Masechta, where Rabbi Yehuda holds there is an issa muksa, he's more machm in the klal of muksa, and Rabbi Shimon is always making the klal of muksa. Shrashi, eiz, hoi medes lechelba, v'chein rochel hoi medes legezosa, v'tur with the ridya, hoi med lecharisha, you have an ox that's oymed to make charisha with, to plow with. You have these dates that's oymet to take and sell at another place in the Mokam Acher. It's close to Rabbi Yehuda. To Rabbi Yehuda, the Yisle Muksa Perak Achroin Osla Sherechtem Yomtev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so it comes on Yomtev now, you want to change your mind and shech this chelba. That's oymet for the milk. It's shech this eis. That's oymet for the chob for the milk. It's also. Because before Yomtev, you have no das to shech it. Elim came as minimum by join. Unless you prepared yourself, you said the parish before Yom Div, I want to go on Yom Div to shech this behemah. Well, Rav Shimon Shari, Rav Shimon holds no by an oichel or by a kli, there's no thing as muksa, even though you weren't making it before Yom Div. But the fact is, there's no issa muksa, there's nothing the parish that you had not kavanah to use. As Mishlai, like a kli shamlach to liyser, something that's oymet for issa, we say you have that not to use the parish on Yom Div. That's muksa. But these things, you don't have a parish enough not to use it. It's just not aimed to use it. So that's that cloud we hold ain't muksa. Right? Hahu Talmida was a Talmid, the Oira Becharsa the Argus. He passed him in this place. Charsa Shem Mokim, the Argus of this place, of this name of the town. So Drashi the Argus, or the Mechadhoi, it's the name of a person that was there. Amgushi, he was a Goy. Hastiness called Ambushi. Shebon Ali Isaiah. He built up the city. From Hamnuna Darbo, Hamnuna lived in this city. Vadain Moris Kfurosa Kiyamashom. And Yapunis Kfura and Mora is there. Kach Matsasi Bichubachuba. So what happened? There was a Talmud, the Ari Bacharsi Paskin in the city, Charsa the Argis, Kiyamashimin. He passed like Yamashimin that what this muks is mutter to use. Shamte from Hamnuna. His Hamnuna, he was the Rav in the Shtot. He put this Talmud into Nidui. He put him into a Shamte. For the Gemara, what's so fed up with this Talmud? They didn't say halacha, a false halacha. He's passed like Reb Shimon. He's such a shita. And we also passed like Reb Shimon. So why should Reb Nuna put him into nibui form? Like, give him a klola to have to communicate him? And Gemara Teret says, the ass of the Rav heavy. Hey, this city, Rav, was the Gemara that asked you there. Is loy boy le lemevet hochi. You can't pass him like Shmuel in the city of Rav. True, we pass him like Shmuel. That's if you're not in the city of Rav himself. But since Rav is the moral answer here, you're not going to pass him for Ketan Rav. Trashi bo kev shimin smile hashta kele kamon ba mai shamte, like we hold later, what are you going to shamte? But there it says, there's the answer with the Rav, you can't pass him like that. So the Morahani trade Tamidi, there were two Tamidim. Chad matzil b'chad mono. It was a case of a deleika. There was a fire in your house on Shabbos. And we'll see later on in the Masechta, there are certain coolers you're allowed to save food from your house on Shabbos and take it outside. So, Shaila, how many kelim you're allowed to fill up? So one filled up the food in one mona, in one basket. V'chad matzil b'yavo v'chomish mani. And one filled up the food, he filled up four or five different baskets and he carried them outside. So the Gemara, Kemisul gave a pluk to the Rabba Bar Zavda Rav Huna. There's a machlokes later on in the Masechta of Kufches, exactly how many kelim you're allowed to use to fill up to take the food outside. So Drashi, Chad Matzel, Oichle Mamashkin, food and drinks, Bevnei Hadleika, in the case where a fire hit the house on Shabbos, Har Velechotzim Rebis, you're allowed to carry it outside to a chotz that has an Erev there. Alright, what's the Chiddush is? We'll see later what the Chiddush is. People are boil, I'm a moiner when it comes to a fire, and we're afraid to come to put out the fire. V'chad mona, someone's only mat to take it out in one keli. Kiritnan, matzilin sal mole kikris. You're only allowed to fill up one basket full of bread. V'yaf agav sheish b'mei sudas. Even though you have 100 sudas there, habi it's in one basket, it's mutter. V'chad matzil v'yarba v'chomish mani. So Drashi, he filled up four or five baskets. Ela shemakaflo kulu teich kli godl, v'noisim apamachis. He also took it out into one keli and carried it out at one time. V'kamifla gave a parah called Kisra Kodesh. So machlokes later, we'll wait till we get there to see exactly how many kelim we're allowed to use and what the gzeiros were. Exactly what the Gemara brings down here is a bismodna. Zionist is part of the first mice before the Talmud. Here's two Talmudim. So the Mishnah. Ein soilin bosor, you can't roast meat, or else botzel onions, or baits, or eggs. Elekadesh yitzolim avoidrein. This is the hemshah of the Gemara we had before. If you want to start roasting something before Shabbos and let it continue roasting on Shabbos, it's osur unless it was finished before Shabbos. Roasting bait, bosser. Because by roasting bosser, we're afraid that you'll hit the coals to make it burn faster. Only kadesh yitzolim avoidrein, unless it was finished avoidrein before Shabbos. Ein noisnin pas letaner im chashecha. You can't put bread into the oven before Shabbos. For loy charora, not a cookie. Agabi gecholim, on top of the gecholim, elekadesh yekorim upanem abayjoin. Unless it starts to get nice and brown, the face of the bread and the cookie abayjoin. Reb Lezer vaymek kadesh yikrim hatachten shelo. It's not enough the face, but the bottom part of it. We'll see in the Gemara what's called the bottom part of the bread. That's the biggest shear afia. It has to be cooked that much before Shabbos. Today you shouldn't have the gzera that on Shabbos you come to hit the coals to make it burn and bake faster. Trashi charoro ugois with sofen, a lot of cookies one after another. Yukormu kamei krum, like a krum, like it gets hard, brown on the outside. Hatachta meforashi migmora, what's called the bottom part of the bread. Another thing is mishalshlin es haPesach b'tanur. It's the korban Pesach, and every Pesach they used to cook the meat. You're allowed to cook it mishalshlin, or even on Pesach by night. You're allowed to mishalshlin, put the whole korban Pesach with a chain mishalshlin into the tanur. He used to hold it with a chain and put it into the tanner. Im chashecha. Even though you're doing it right before Shabbos, it's mutter. Shrashi mishalchnes haPesach. V'unitzla v'hoylech mishatechshech. And it's roasting by itself throughout the rest of the Shabbos. V'yafagav de ba'alma ein soil, even though it's osur, k'di amor and hoch, it says here, k'di amor and hoch, ashori. Here it's mutter. Devnecha. Mishalshnas haPesach b'taner im chashechem umachizin es or b'meduris beis hamukah. You're allowed to start off the fire in the meduris in the woods beis hamukah. That's the part in the beis hamikdash where you used to have a fire burning there keseda to keep the floor of the beis hamikdash warm. Like Rashi says, the Kohanim used to have to do the avodah barefoot, so they were very cold. So to keep the floor hot, they used to have a fire going. So you're allowed to start the fire right before Shabbos and let it burn throughout the rest of the Shabbos. So Rashi, Beis HaMumachiz Nesor, Mat Mat Beitzim, start a little fire, Shel Maduras Beis HaMoika, the big beams, the big woods, Shehoysa B'Azor was in the Azor in the Beis HaMikdash, V'imis Meres Melechus Mishtechshach, and it will burn nicely throughout that night and throughout the Shabbos. Since you didn't let the wood catch good fire before Shabbos, we're afraid it'll come Friday night on Shabbos, there's not going to be such a good fire there, so the Kohanim will come and hit the wood to make it burn even better. Like we'll soon see, not in the Beis HaMikdash we have this Gezerah, but in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, as reason main, we don't have this Gezerah. Rashi Beis HaMukad Lishcha Gedoyla Big or Room He Shakhanim Eschamim Misham. The Kohanim used to go there to heat up a little bit. The Maduras Eish near the fire. And the second time there's a Ksaydik fire burning there. Mevnei Shemahalchin Yechofim. Because the Kohanim used to walk barefoot. Al Ritzpa Shayish. On the Ritzpa on marble floor. So the marble floor got very cold, Yazorah. Kedi Arminim Esvochim. Hoyel V'Ritzpa Mekadeshis. We dash and the floor has kedusha to it. The Chsiv Yemhu Kibish Hamelach Techachotzim. Okli Sharis Mekadoshin. And a Kalim also has kedusha to it. The Chsiv Yemoshka Mekadoshim. You have to make Meshicha, put oil on the Kalim, and be Mekadoshin. So Ma Kli Sharis. Just like when a Kohen does the Avodah with a Kli Sharis. Lo Yehei Dava Chaitz Benel Leben Kli Sharis. He can't have anything like a glove on his hand. His hand itself has to touch the Kli. Af Ritzpah. The same thing when a Kohen's feet touch the floor, lo yei dava chaitz b'nelevein a ritzpah. Hey, since the ritzpah has kedusha, it's like it has to be mekadesh to kohen, so the kohen itself has to be touching the floor. So he wasn't allowed to wear shoes or socks. He had to go barefoot. So therefore, it was cold. So he used to have a ksedet dikafaya burning there to warm him up.